Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We're on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom. So we're discussing people who own different parts of a house, upstairs, downstairs. So now we have V'chein Beis Habad Shehu Banoi Besela. So basically what you have here, somehow you have some olive press that is built into the stone. Really, so the way Rashi says is Beis Otsar Zeis Nevegin Na'achas Al-Gabo. Somehow there was a quarry or some sort of mountain, and he dug inside the mountain and made the olive press inside, mm-hmm. And on top of it is somebody owns a garden on top of it. Okay, and what happens? V'nifchas, and the roof or the ceiling now starts to cave in. So hare balagina yored v'zor lamata. So the owner of the garden on top can now go down and he can plant on the karka of the base of Ad. Because I guess you're saying that the digging in sort of pulled out the top. Okay, so you can go down. Achi yase leves bado kifin. Until the owner of the base of Ad makes this sort of, Rashi has a sort of circular, semicircular roof, which I guess is the way to support, like an arch, to support on top, and then the guy can go back on top and plant. Hakotel v'ilon shenafalu rishus harabim v'heziku potter. So you have a wall, or you have a tree, I guess it's in my property, that falls from the property, from private property into the public property. V'heziku, and they damage somebody as they're falling. Potamil Shalim, the Balakotel, or the owner of the tree, is Potamil Shalim, because we viewed it as an onus. What was he supposed to do at the time? But if the Beis Din went to him and said, Nasnu Lozman, he said, this is dangerous, please cut it down, or not please, you must cut it down, right? So Nasnu Lozman da Kotz, Esa Ilan, or Listor Sakotel, they gave him time to either chop down the tree or to break down the wall. Vinaflu Betochazman, so he said, you have 30 days. And falls, like on day 15, then again he's putter. The Baal Elon, the Baal Kol is putter, because he's onus, because they only told him he has 30 days, and fell before it. But La'achar's man chayav, but it falls after the time allotted for him to take it down, he is chayav. Pretty obvious, but that's what the Mishnah says. Misha hayav koslo somel chaginas chavero. So someone who has his wall, abutting the garden of his friend, v'nafal, and the kotel falls, the wall falls into the garden. V'amr lo, so the owner of the garden tells to the owner of the wall, Panei avanecha, take your stones out. Go clean up your stones. Get rid of it. Oh, so it was interesting. Like a tree falls in your backyard and falls into your neighbor's yard. Who's responsible to take care of it? I'm pretty sure in New York that it's the person who's... No, I'm pretty sure in New York it's the person whose insurance would make the claim, oh. And therefore it would be the neighbor. He has to return it. Whatever. So panei avanecha, v'amr lo... It's a huge expense, trust me. Right, and he says to him, Higiyucha. The guy says, owner of the wall says, you know what? I don't want to take it, Dad. The rocks, the stones are all yours. Remember, they keep reusing the stones. He goes, I'll give you the stones as a matana. They're all yours. And then you deal with it. I'm going to be mochel on my ownership rights of the stones. I'm not going to use them anymore. You can have them. So if the Balagina says, I don't want him, so ain't show him low. We don't listen to the owner of the, you can't force a gift. Right, we ain't show me though. We don't listen to the owner of the kotel. He must remove them. But Misha Kibalov, once the Baal Gina says, okay, they're mine, I'll take them. And Rashi points out that he goes ahead and he removes them from the field. And then the Baal Kotel has Charata. And he says, Amarlo, Hela Chesitzio Secha. Here, I'll pay you for all your outlays, the outlay of cash. I'll pay you for what you did. Vani Atolas Eshali. And I'll take my stones back. So then, ain't show me though. We don't listen to him. It's too late. You gave up your rights. The guy took care of it. It's too late. Next, so a guy hires a day laborer to work with him with straw, tevin and kash. How does he define the difference? I know the difference was tevin and kash.
He says straw and holster.
Okay, so different types of straw, okay. La'amr lo, and at the end when he's finished doing the work, so the worker says to the owner, to the guy who hired him, tain li schari, give me my wages, pay me. La'amr lo, and the balabai says to him, Tol Mesha Asisa Biskarcha. Pay me in kind. Take the value that I owe you, take that from the straw. And then you can use the straw, shove a kesef to kesef. So take that. So ain't show me low. We don't listen to him. Now, Misha Kibalov, what happens if the poel accepted upon himself? You're right, fine, I'll take payment in kind. I'll take the straw that I worked. V'amr lo, and then afterwards the poel said the owner says to the poel, you know what, I have charata again, heilech scharcha, here's the cash. But I need no tell esheli, because I want, I guess he heard the market price went up somewhere else, he just give me my, here's the cash, I'll take the product. That ain't shomilo. We don't listen to him again, it's too late, ain't shomilo, he gets paid. They ask him, the Rishonim, why can you not pay him in kind? Don't we have the concept of shava kesef kekesef? So the answer I saw, which I think makes sense, is that when you, it's the same equal value. It's okay, halachically, it can accomplish certain things. But there's when you get shavah kesef, there's another step that you have to get in order to monetize or to liquidate that asset. The work it was here came to work for cash. He didn't come to work for something that turns into cash. So yes, it has the same value. It can still can kaddish a woman with it, but it doesn't. In this particular case, it has a little bit of a lesser, you know, appeal because of the second step you have to take in order to monetize that that object. Okay, the Gemara says. Niflasa, right? We had the gina that's on top of the olive press, and the gina starts to fall in. We see the top guy can go down and plant in the on the bottom. So niflasa, how much? So we had this machlokas a few days ago. Rav amar beruba has to fall in. Shmuel amar ba'arba, it only four tvachim. If four tvachim, then the baal gina can go down. Rav amar beruba aval bi'arba, but if it's only arba, he can't. Take all his, right, Machlok is whether he can take all his stuff downstairs. If it opens up four tvachim, so Rav says he can't bring all his stuff down. He only can bring four tvachim worth of his planting downstairs. Because Adam Zoreya, Chetzil Mata, Chetzil Mala. A person would be willing to plant partly upstairs, partly downstairs. Vishmuel Amar Ba'abar Tvachim, even four tvachim, he can bring all his planting down. Why? Because ain adam zareya chetzel lamata v'chetzel lamala. A person's not willing to split and have to go up and down if there's no reason for him. So we already saw this machlokas before when we had I think it was on Daf Kuf Tazayin Mabez that when he had with the Aliyah, the bias in the Aliyah, also four tefachim, the whole thing can't go down. So why is the machlokas written in both cases? So tzricha, we need Rav Shmuel to tell us the machlokas in both cases, both by the Gina and the Beis Abad. And by the bias and the aliyah, the e ashmu in and dira had only told us the smachlokas in the case of the house. So we would have thought, but haka amar Shmuel. Only here that Shmuel says that if it's nifkasa for tvachim, can you bring all your living downstairs? Mishum de lo avidi inish the dairi portahacha. Person doesn't want to live, split up his living upstairs, downstairs, the living. He wants all this stuff to be in one place. Aval the inyan zriya. But when it comes to planting, avida inish zari hachaporta hachaporta. Planting is different than living. Because planting, okay, so I'll plant here, I'll plant there. But I want to live, I want all my stuff to be in my house. I want my TV, I want my remote, I want everything, I want my bed, I want everything in the same place. But to plant, so I'll have my cucumbers upstairs, I'll have my tomatoes downstairs. It's not the end of the world. That's what Shmuel says. That's really not a lovely explanation, but that's just what the Gemara seems to be saying. And the ema modile l'rav. So you think that maybe he'll be modile to Rav, he'll agree to Rav in the case of the gart, of the gina. And the opposite, the Itmar Bahach had it just written the machlokas by the Gina, so maybe Bahach ka Amar Rav, maybe over here Rav says that the guy can't come downstairs because a person will split upstairs, downstairs. Aval Bahach, but for Tzvachim in the Bais Naliyah, maybe Modeh Leil Shmuel, because I'll say, like, it's very different. The living stuff to live separately is much harder to plant separately. Maybe he would agree to Shmuel in that case. Therefore, Tzricha, we have to have the machlokas in both to tell us that there's no distinction between the two. The person doesn't want to have any of his things separate according to Rav, and Shmuel, according to Shmuel, and Rav says, four tvachim is not the biggest deal to have separate. Nasnu lo zman, so the Mishnah said the Beis Din gave the owner of the wall, the owner of the tree, time to cut down the tree. Nasnu lo zman, v'kama zman, how much is considered zman? Kama zman Beis Din, Amar Rav Yochanan, usually shloshim yom, 30 days. Okay, that's the example we use also, 30 days.
Well, you see, the Beis Din gets involved in all these different things.
Totally involved in life, right. Completely involved in life, yeah. It was more like a municipality, like a town, yeah. Town government. Misha Haya Koslo, right? So a guy has his kotel, and it fell through, right? It fell in. So we said, right? We said that afterwards, if the guy tells him, "Oh, you take the stones," and then he tests karate, he comes back and says, "No, after you took the stones, I'll give you all your outlay of cash, and I'll take the stones." We said, "Ain't shomim lo." So the Gemara says, "Had mi de katani seifa heilech hisio secha." The fact that the seifa talks about a case where the guy says, "I will pay you all your outlay of cash," michlal de paninu askinan. We're obviously talking about a case where it was already taken away, because otherwise he wouldn't have had the outlay of the cash. So the case is already taken away. So taima de paninu, so make a diuk. The reason why the balagino is now zoche with the stones is because he cleared them up. He took them away. Halo paninu, diuk being, had he not cleared them away, lo, he would have been konet. Gemara says, why not? Amai, v'tikn lo sadeyu, v'kinyan chatzer, on his field. Kinyan chatzer, tikn lo sadeyu. His field should have, the stones are sitting in his field, let his chatzer be konet them. then the answer is obvious. The Amar of Yossi Baruch Chanina, Chatzir Shal Adam Konilo. Oh, that's the question. Chatzir Shal Adam Konilo Shlomi Daito. Even if you don't have das, your chatzir can be konin for you. So Amar says no. Hani Mili Hecha Dekami Kavin Lak Nunile. Aval Hacha Ishtamuti Hu Dekami Shamitle. No, the only time you say that your chatzir is konin is when the Machneh really wants you to be konin. Fine. But here, what's going on? Yeah, he said it should be konin for you. But really, what the guy's doing is just—it's a delaying tactic again. He just wants to delay, so this guy will clear will do the tircha, then he'll pay him for it. So he never really had in mind that you're to be mocked at you in your chatzir. So the only reason now why you get the stones is because you actually cleared it away. But beforehand, there would be no das mocked. Okay. Then. Hasocher laso simo b'tevin. So, right, the case was you have the poel who's doing work with the straw, the two different types of straw, and then we said tain li schari, and he says no, he ain't showing me low. You get if he wants to pay him in kind. So, and the second case was when mishakibel alav, if he accepted payment in, or willing to accept payment in straw, and then the guy comes back and says no, here's the cash. I want to keep a straw again, ain't shomim lo. So the Gemara says with Tzricha, I have to have this din again, right? Ain't shomim lo, both by the case of the Baal Kotel and by the case of the worker. De'i Ashmi'inan, had the Mishnah just mentioned this case, Lahach Kamaisa, in the first din, by the owner of the Kotel, right? So the din would be, Ka'amarle Higiucha, when he says over there, when over there the Baal Kotel says, you take the stones, they're yours, and then we say, then he tries to retract. We say, "Ein shomil over there." We would say the reason is mishum de lestle agregabe, because the Baal HaKotel doesn't owe him anything. Doesn't owe anything. There was no prior relationship between the two. So therefore, the Baal HaKotel is not chayav to the Baal Gina money. That's why he can't force the matan on him. That's why we say ein shomil lo. Right. The first case of the Mishnah was. The guy says to him, no, you take the stones and they'll be yours. And the guy says, I don't want to. So ain't showing me low to the guy who's offering the gift. Why? Because there's no previous relationship. Right. You can't force the gift. But Aval Hacha, by the case of the Baal Bais and the Poel, the Isle Argabe, I, the worker, I'm owed money by you. We have this relationship. So Ema Shomimlo. So maybe you would listen to the Baal, to the owner and force them to take payment in kind as opposed to cash. Right? Because the Amri Inshi, because people often say, Mimari Rashvasech Pare Apare. If the guy's paying, I think it means, I don't know what it is. I think the guy's coming to pay you, take whatever you can, and then go deal with it. Just take the cash, take the money and run. Ooh. Take the money and run. Not the cash, whatever he's offering you. Whatever. Just take the straw and run, because you never know what's going to be, and then you go deal with it afterwards. So I guess Kamash Malan, that we don't necessarily say that over here. The Iyashri and Hachi, and how we just had the din by the case of the Baal HaBayis and the Poel, so over here we might say, Ein Shomim Lo Hacha, the din is Mishakibel Alav. Right, when the Poel accepted upon himself to accept the Tevin and Kash, and then the Baal HaBayis wants to retract, that's when Ein Shomim Lo, Mishum de Isle Agregabe, because they have this prior relationship, the guy accepted it, as part of the payment, you can't retract on it. Aval Hacha, but in the case of the Baal Gina, the Lesre Agregabe, where the Baal HaKotel doesn't owe him anything, Ema maybe would say, Shomim Lo, that we would listen to the Baal HaKotel, and we tell him that the stones are not then owned by the owner of the garden, even if they both wanted to, because we'd say the Baal HaKotel can retract and take the stones. That's why the mission. I don't know why. So say for Tzricha, we need both dinim. It's the difference being is that the idea is that when you have this prior relationship and you set something up, it's much more tangible and it's harder to break. If there's no prior relationship beforehand, you can't force upon anybody the relationship. Okay. The Mishnah then said again, Hasocher es HaPoel, right, he said the Poel, and you said, and you told him, take your payment in kind, and he doesn't agree, ain't Shomim Lo. I have a Hatanya Shomim Lo. We have a price that says Shomim Lo. So, Stira, what are we going to do? So, obviously, what we do, when we have these cases, we're going to try a simple Kimtas to say that one case, one price is talking about this case, Mishnah's talking about that case, in order to avoid the contradiction. So, Amar Rav Nachman, Lokasha, Kan B'Shelo, Kan B'Chaveiro. Not sure what's going exactly. So what, right? Rashi says, "Bishal chaveiro." What's that answer? Kan b'shalo. The case of the Mishnah that says "Ain shomim lo." That's when the poel is working with the guy's own tevel, not his own. Person A hires person B to work with person A's stuff. There he cannot retract. He can't. There he can't retract. But or there he can't force him to take the straw. But Khan, the case of the Braiser, which says we listen to the guy who hired him, that he said he can't tell a polel to take payment in straw. That's talking about a case where the guy who he hired him on behalf of somebody else. Rashi says, Mishal Chaveiro, Shahaisa Malechas Chaveiro Shomimlo. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rava L'Rav Nachman, Bishalo my time. What's the difference? Who cares? Bishalo my time. What's the reason why the Baal HaBayis can't force payment in kind if the owner is working with his own stuff? The Amalei, because the Paul can say to him, Agra Allah, you owe me the money. You paid me, you hired me, you owe me the money, pay me the money. You can't force me to take payment in kind. If that's the case, Bishal Chaveiro Nami, Scharo Allah. When you hire me to work for somebody else's, you're basically the go-between. The schar is on you also. You have to pay me, and then you get the money from the other guy. But you still hired me. You owe me the money. What's the difference? The Tanya, because we can prove, the Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Hasokar is apoa la sos bishalo. Yeah, I go and I hire you to under the pretenses that you're going to be working for my stuff. The herero bishal chavero. And in the end, I have you work on my friend's stuff. So no sin lo scharo, Mishalim. I think it means you give him his complete payment, right? V'chozer, and I, the guy who did the hiring, chozer v'notem mi Baal HaBayis, masha hene also. And then I go collect from the Baal HaBayis for the work that I had done for you. But I still owe the guy, I still hired him. So what's the difference of v'shalo v'shal chavero? So we still have the stira between the mission and the brisa, whether or not we show him to the Baal HaBayis to force the worker to take payment in kind or not. So El Amar Rav Nachman says, lo kasha, kan v'shalo, Kam Bishal Hefker. What's he working on? Bishalo, you can force him. You cannot force him to take payment of kind, right? That's our Mishnah. Bishalo is the Mishnah. But Khan, the Brisa that permits the Baal, I don't know why it's the Baal HaBayis anymore, where he permits the Baal HaBayis to say, take your payment in kind, that's talking about where he told the Poel to do some work with Hefker items. Rashi says, Bishal Hefker, Shomrimlo. The Amrle, Kane Be'at. It's Hefker, so you're Kone it. You did the work. Take it. I was never Kone it. It was never mine. I don't know why. I don't understand exactly. So Rav Nachman the Tamei, the Amar La'el, Rav Nachman is Lushitasa, who says earlier, if someone says, oh, there's that Mitzi over there from Hefker, go get it for me, and I go get it for you, it's not yours. It's mine. That's what he says. Nimsa she'ein pulo su'alav. So what ends up happening over here is that there was never really a worker-hired relationship. The ain't kan baltolin. I don't owe you anything. Below damil shel chavero. So basically, what happens over here is, oh, you did the work for. I don't owe you any money. Just take whatever you did. Just take it from the straw. I don't have to pay you. I think it's obvious because there's no relationship now. There's no employer-employee relationship. The Gemara says so. Esve Rava Rav Nachman. Rava then asks Rav Nachman, because we're going to see from this brisa, I think, that the Yad Poel is like the Yad Baal HaBayis. If the Poel works for somebody, it becomes the stuff of the Baal HaBayis, and therefore, if it's owned by the Baal HaBayis, he would have to pay him cash. Right? So, with the following case, Eser Rav Nachman, Mitzias Poel La'atzmo. The Mitziah, Poel during the day is working, he is working, and he finds something during the day, it becomes his. He owns it, it's his. So, Amosai, when is that true? Bizman sh'amalo Baal HaBayis nakeshi miayom awadora miayom. The Baal HaBayis says, you'll weed for me today, or you'll hoe for me today. His payment is only for a specific activity. So therefore, anything else that he does is his own. He's not owned by the, lack of a better term, he's not owned by the Baal HaBayis for that day. Aval im amarlo.
Baal HaBayis is not here, I understand.
No, he's working somewhere else. He's working somewhere else. He finds a Mitziah. He works somewhere else. He takes a lunch break and he finds it somewhere. But if the Baal HaBayis tells to the Poel, then it's Yosel Baal HaBayis. If the Baal HaBayis says to the guy, you're working for me today, whatever job you do, so that he's, yeah, basically, so you're my servant for the day, I'll pay you for the day. So therefore, if you find something then, it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. So therefore, I guess you would say here, in this case also, if he tells him, right, so in this case, I don't understand how it works in this case.
So the Hefker should become the...
But why? Why should the Hefker become the Baal HaBayis?
That's part of the thing. Go get the Hefker. So
no, but he only told him, our case is he told him to work with Tevin and Kash. So isn't that more like the first part of the case?
Where does the Baal HaBayis have a right to tell the worker to go pick up something?
Stuff is Hefker. I'll pay you to trample all that stuff and then bring it to me. I don't want to deal with it. I'll pay you to do it.
So he's being kind of...
Who's being Kone? It's the question. Well, that's the question. If the Baal HaBayis is being kohenet, then he would have to pay him cash. Yes, right. If the Baal HaBayis is not being kohenet, he can just say, we never had a relationship, you take payment in kind. Then we have this machloket, we have this rule by a metzia. So when the Baal HaBayis hires him for a specific activity, the metzia belongs to the worker. When he hires him for the whole day, the metzia belongs to the Baal HaBayis. So let's go. So when you're soaking when the Baal HaBayis is soaking the poel stam, it's nechshav that he hired him even for the metzios, and the Baal HaBayis is zocha. So over here, so what's going on here?
Being coming to the straw for the employer, it says here.
Yeah.
And then and then the straw should certainly become the property of the employer. Since he has benefited the employer, he can demand the employer pay him in cash.
But how did the owner hire him?
Gallery Hefka straw.
Right, so it's specific. So this should be like the first case.
That's specific.
I don't. So,
why is it not specific?
Yeah. Esei Ravel Rav Nachal and Meimer the Pol Labechal Hamagbi Metzim Lechaverhu Elokhi Yabal Abayitzu. The kind of Meis Magbad the Pol. Vafilu Amar Lo Asim Milachastam. The Kol Shekein Rashis Kol Shekein Hacha the Schara Lulaki Metzios Mamish. Oh, so he's saying if I hear what he's saying. Okay, he's quoting what Rashi is saying. Fine. I think what he's saying is the halacha is if I hire him just generally, then all the Metzios are mine. At the Baal HaBayis, if I hire him specifically to get the metzias from the hefker, which is our case, the case of the other straws in hefker, I hire him specifically to get those metzios, then they're mine. Here the case was, I hired him, I said, go be malakate the straw that's in hefker. So I specifically hired him to get the stuff from hefker. If I hire him generally, then anything he gets from hefker is mine. If I hire him specifically to get the stuff from hefker, it's also mine. So then I would have to pay him, like the quote you say, then you would have to pay him in cash. You have to pay him in cash because you're doing this benefit for the Baal HaBayis directly, and it becomes a relationship, now you have to pay him in cash. So Ella Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, no, lo kasha, kan behagba'a, kan behabata. So here, it's called a switch. The difference between the Mishnah and the Brisa is that we're going to say that both cases are dealing with Tevin and Kash from Hefker. Both cases where I'm hiring you to get specifically this Tevin and Kash from Hefker. But Khan, the Mishnah that's Mukhayiv the Baal HaBayis to pay the Poel Kesef, is talking about a case where he paid the Poel to work with the Tevin and Kash, behagbah. So I guess, who was Magbia? The Poel lifts up the Tevin and Kash, so he does a kinyan, and therefore he's zocha on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. The second case, the Brisa is talking about where the Baal HaBayis told the Poel, we're talking about a case where he was zocha the Baal HaBayis to do with the Tevin Shalefker, behabata, right? Without lifting, right? Like you said, to watch it, to guard it, or to just toss it, but he was not, there was no, never zocha it. Right, never did a physical kinyan on it. So in that case, there's no kinyan, so the Baal HaBayis doesn't own it, so anything that he did, the schar netirusa, I guess the schar of watching it, can be paid in kind, because the Baal HaBayis doesn't own it yet. So what happens over here, is then you're making an assumption that there's no kinyan behabata.
That's right.
Okay, however, amarava habata behefker tanayi. Whether or not you can make a kinyan on hefker just by looking at it, that's a machlokas tanayi that you have in the Mishnah in Shkolim, fourth parak in Shkolim. I have nightmares from Shkolim. So the Tznan, we have the following Mishnah. Shomrei Svichei Shvius. So you have the people who were appointed by Beis Din to guard the Svichei Shvius. The Svichim are the things that grow by themselves. They're basically hefker. So you have these Chitim or the Seorim that grew by themselves during the Shemitah, and you have to guard them because you need them for the Menachos, for the Karbanos, for the Tzibor. So we don't want other people to come and get it. So we hired these people to guard the Svichim. So the Mishnah says, Notlim Scharon Mitrumas Halishka. They get paid from the public funds, from the Trumas Halishka, they get paid. Meaning they're not permitted to volunteer. They have to get paid. There's nothing that's growing.
What?
There's nothing that's growing. Nothing's being... Exactly. So the Hektesh wants to make sure that no one else grabs it. So they want to hold it, right? Because they need it for the government.
Why does that have to be Svichim? Why can't it be any crops? Why does it be just...
Because then it may...
Any crops
and I don't know. That's the mission.
There's no reason to be hefker on crops. I mean, nobody. It's garbage stuff.
Mm-hmm. What can this wash?
Anything.
Straw.
And just, oh, there's going to be people that will.
I don't know. Yeah. So notlin scharim mitrumas halushka. They get paid out of the community chest. Rav Yossi Omer harotze mit nadevu. Whoever wants it, they can watch it as a volunteer. They don't have to get paid. B'shomer chinam, and he becomes a shomer chinam. He's potter from most things. Amrulo, the chacham say to Rav Yossi, ata Omer Cain. If you say Cain, ain't boy mishav sivu. We're gonna have a problem that the svichim are not going to be public. They're not going to be public. They're going to belong to an individual, meaning the shomer. See what they're really saying. So the Gemara says, "My love, hakim mifligi." Let's say that this is the machlokas between Tanakama and Ryosi. The Tanakama savor. The Tanakama holds habata behefker kanyai, that just looking at something from hefker, you are kone, and therefore if the shomer just looks at it, it becomes his. The I yahavile agra in. So if the tzibor pays the shomrim the money, so when they're kone it with the habata, they're kone it for the tzibor. But the ilo, if they don't give the shomer the schar, then not. It's the shomrim who are kone it with their habata for themselves, and therefore when they give all the stuff to Hektesh, it's their own stuff. And if they're not completely right, they have a problem with the korban menachos. But Rav Yossi Savar, Habata behefker lo kani, that Habata is not kone. So v'ki azli tzibor umayte hashdohu dekazachile. So only when the tzibor goes and actually cuts the svichim, that at that time do the menachos before belong to the court of the tzibor. So therefore, you just guard. You just guys just watch them. He's not kone. And then Hektesh will go later and cut them, and that's when it becomes them theirs automatically. So what's the end of the Mishnah then? So that Uma Ata Omer, right? He said Ata Omer Cain Ain Boy Mishal Tzibor. Basically, what the Chachamim saying, Hachik Amrle Midvarecha, based on what you say that you guard it for free, Lidvarenu, according to us, we'll have a problem. She Ain Omer Shtei Lechem Boy Mishal Tzibor, because then the Omer Shtei Lechem will not come from the Shal Tzibor. It's going to belong to the Shomrim who are kone. I don't know why the Shomrim can't just be, you know, offer it to. Because not coming back. I don't know, maybe they're concerned that they won't give it completely.
No, it won't be cheaper.
Okay.
It won't belong to cheaper.
Yeah. No, but I give it over to Tzibor. I can mock it and give it to Tzibor. Okay, you're not concerned that it won't happen. You don't have to deal with that. Because then you have all the ifs that need to be done. Why have to worry about that? Just take care of it at the outset. So Amar Rava says, "Lo, no, not true. Kuli Amo Habatim Hefkakane." It's funny, we had this machlokas steer in the braces, and now we completely move now to machlokas regarding whether Habatim by Hefkar is going to. It's because Hefker, it's not anybody else's, so you don't need Das Machne. So maybe you, just looking at it. I'm sure that's fleshed down. The Gemara would probably sort already, but I think because it's Hefker, you usually need Das Machne. So you don't, and that has to be shown by doing an action. The problem I have with it is that how do you know it's yours? How do you make the claim? You know, first come, first serve, right? Amar Rava. Rava says, "Lo, the kulei ama habata behefker kani." Everyone says that habata by hefker is kone. And you can just look by hefker and it becomes yours, as Rashi explained. Habata behefker is kone. Vahacha and his brisa chayshinon shema lo yimsirem yafe yafe. Right, that's sort of what I was saying before. Everyone says the habata behefker is kone. And therefore, their choshe, machlok is whether you're choshe, as to whether or not when the person who's konit gives it over to Hefker, he gives it over with a full, gives it over to Hektesh, gives it over with a full heart. The Rabbanon Savri, Yavin Le Agra, you have to give the Shomer money, the Elo, and if not, he will be konit with Hefker, and then Chayshinon, Shemelo Yimsrim Yafi Yafi, he won't give it with a full heart. Rather, he's going to say, oh, this big carbon's coming, I want a piece of that as my own, and then it's not going to be Shel Tzibor. Right, but Rav Yossi Savar Lo Chashin Shem Lo Yimser Yofi Yofi. Not close, the guy's not going to give it over with the full heart. Therefore, fine. So he'll be koneh with the habata. If you pay him, right? If you pay him, then basically he's working for you. If you don't pay him, he's working for himself. So don't pay him. Work for himself, and then he'll give it over Yofi Yofi, and it won't be a problem. Umata Omer. So what's the end of the Mishnah saying? Umata Omer. Hachik Amrle Midvarech Akort. No, Chacham say if we hold like you, Rav Yossi, the Dvarenu, the Chashin Shem Lo Yimser Yofi Yofi. If we hold like a view of Rav Yossi, we don't pay the Shomer. then we hold that Hashin and Shem Elohim is from Yafa Yafa, then Eino Omer Sheilechem Bar Mitzvah Tzibor. Then it'll be a problem, because this guy will still have a residual ownership onto the stuff, and we won't have a Korban Tzibor. Ik the Amri, the others say, Rava Amr, this is what you're going to be happy with, the Kuli Amma Batra Hefker Lo Koni, that Habatra Hefker is not Kone. Pahacha, Chayshina Lebali's Zros Kamithli. Amrachlok is whether we're Choshit, we're concerned about strong people. That's what I think Bali's Zros are, right? People with big muscles. Right? How's the Taish Bali's Rose?
Ruffians.
Oh, what a word. What a word.
That's different.
That's the word. Right? Chashila Bali's Rose, commitfully. The Tanakama Savar, the Sakina Rabban on the Mesevlei, that the Chachamim were Mesakin. Okay, so the idea is if Habata Behefker is not Kona, so basically this guy has to, they're there to watch it, to protect it from coming, and then Hefker comes later and grabs everything. So here, the Tanakama says you pay the owner, the Kakina Rabban on the Mesevlei, Arba Zuzi, Kihechid Lishami Bali's Rose. So the guy is incentivized to watch it, give him some cash.
Right.
So he's incentivized to be a real guard, so these ruffians don't come and take the stuff. Ulefer shumine, and he'll send them away. And they would then take these guys would take the sichem, so we prevent that. Rav Yossi Savalotakino, we don't do this because we're not choshish that people will come. Tosas points out all Hektish has to do is put up a sign and say, "Hey, this is being watched for Hektish. Please stay away." Most people would have stayed away. Right, except for the ruffians.
No trespassing Hektish.
Well, it's not Hektish property, but future Hektish property. So, Umata Omer. So, what is the last part of Umata Omer? So, Hachika Amrle. This is what the Chacham said to him. Midvarecha, according to us, Midvarecha, according to you, that they can watch it, Michinam, then Lidvarenu, according to our Svara, that were Choshes for the ruffians, ain't by Mishal Tzibur. They won't come from Tzibur because the Shomer won't guard it. He's not going to put out. He's not going to, you know, to exert himself and extend himself if he's not getting paid. So therefore, he won't guard it. The stuff will be taken. We won't have this Karbanos Sibor. V'chein asa kenki asa Ravin. And so too, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rav Yochanan, the machlokas is basically chalshinon lebalis rosi kibinayud. Machlokas is whether or not we're choshesh for these ruffians, meaning that they both agree that habata is not kone by hefker. Okay. Next case. Hamotzi Zevel Rishus Harabim. So a guy wants to take out his manure from his private property, his fertilized private property, and toss it into Rishus Harabim to get rid of it. I guess maybe somebody else could take it. I think the idea is for somebody else to take it, right? So Rashi Gemara Mishnah says, Hamotzi Motzi Mazabel Mazabel. The guy who tosses, they made a deal. So one guy, the guy tosses it, and the guy takes it right away. You can't just have it left there, right? Rashi says, Kolomar Eino Rishai L'Hashosel Sham. You can't leave it there. Because somebody might slip or trip or get damaged. You got to make the deal. I'm bringing it out at 12 o'clock. I'll be there at 12 o'clock. They toss it out. He takes it and he goes on his way. Next. Ein shorin tit rishus harabim. I guess you can't pour out cement in the rishus harabim. Rashi says, Mekomos yesh shoshorin oso yomim rabim tzibor remakom a'echad. It's like an area where the people used to put all the cement to sit in the water. So you can't do that in the Rishus Harabim. V'ein lovnim levenim. Also, you can't make the bricks in the Rishus Harabim. Right, l'fisha misha osom liyavshon sheshatoyach hakit tit bar karka chalka. I guess it becomes slippery. Somehow you can't do that. No, this is just stam. You can't use Rishus Harabim for your needs. Right. The ain lovin levenim, and he says aval govlin tit rishus harabim aval lo levenim. But you could be govel, which means what? You can need the tit. I think you can use it. You can, in other words, that means that you're using right away for building purposes. So you're building something in rishus harabim. I don't know what. I guess you have permission. You're building something in rishus harabim, so you can mix the cement at that moment to be used right away. The idea is you can use rishus harabim for certain things as long as it's not left there and it becomes a public nuisance. Okay. So Habonev Rishus Harabim, so someone who's building Rishus Harabim, basically he can't leave the stones there. So Mevi Avonim, he brings the stones. Mevi Avonim, Mevi Vabone. You bring the stones, and you have to build right away. Right? They're building a public thing. You have to build right away. You can't leave them out.
You could do a private thing. Let's say you're standing on the outside, building a wall, and your backside is Rishus Harabim.
Yeah. But here it's talking about his bone and inner joint. Here, either way, you can't leave it there. Right. You can, yes, you need the space because you can't not have stones to build, but you have to make sure that the builder is there right away. He takes it and he goes right away. Imhizik, and if they were mazik during the time that they're in the Rishus Harabim, Mishalim Mashahizik. He has to pay. Seems to be Tanakam says, even though you have permission to have the stuff there for that short amount of time, if they do damage, you have to pay. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer says, no, says, Af Misakein Hu Es Milachto Lifnei Shloshim Yom. He says, not only are you not chayev to pay the damage that these things cause from Rishus Harabim, if you want to build, you're allowed to prepare for 30 days. And if someone, and you have permission to be there for 30 days in the Rishus HaRabim, it seems to say what Shimon Gamliel is saying, right? He says you have 30 days. Misake mizman b'Rishus HaRabim the enoch chayv nizakin. Rashi says you have this 30 day period to be there. Okay, so lema, let us say, well, people know, yeah, you have permission to do that. Once you get the permission, you have the permission.
From who are you getting permission in the Rishus HaRabim?
From the Beis Din. Lema masnisin delok Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say that our Mishnah does not accord with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, because our Mishnah says, right, that you have to get rid of the Zevel right away. But the Tanya, the Brice that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shasron tzal zvalim, during the time when it's agreed that you're allowed to bring out the manure, adam motzi zivlo shusarabim, b'tzovro kosh loshnim yom. And you can leave it there for 30 days. Kadesh and nisho faragli adam ragli behema. Shalman asking, hinchil Yoshua Yisrael Saretz. You're allowed to put the manure out there so it gets trampled for 30 days, and then you can take it back and use it as your fertilizer. Because that was one of the tanayim of the splitting of the land from Yoshua. Our Mishnah says you can't leave it out there at all. You got to throw it out, and the guy's got to take it. Rabbi Yehuda says you can leave it out there for 30, once at the time that it's permitted, you can leave it out there for 30 days. The Mishnah Gemara says, so Emad, a field team Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it is Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda says you have permission, but Moda Rabbi Yehuda should imhizik chayav shalim. Well, then maybe Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, you're allowed to do it, but it's at your own risk. If someone gets damaged, then you would have to pay. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be, because we have another Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to do something which is harabim, where you're typically not allowed, and he says you're potter. V'hatznan, right? One of the few times that Chanukah is mentioned in the Mishnayos, in the Mishnah above a Kamel of Samach Beis, a person who lights a candle in Rishus HaRabim, and a camel comes by, and he lights everything up, the guy who lit the candle would be obligated. But we there said, Modi Rabbi Yehuda says, Benir Chanukah, Shu Pater. If the candle, which is lit outside, is near Chanukah, he was Pater. If Neshu Oseb Rishus, he has permission to do that. He has permission to do outside. The camel driver has to be careful. He's the one who would be obligated at that time. So you see, if you have permission, you're not obligated. So you can't say that our mission is like Rabbi Yehuda, because once Rabbi Yehuda says you have permission, you don't have to pay. So Gemara says, my law versus Bezdin. Isn't this a case of versus Bezdin? So too by the Zevel, we have versus Bezdin. You don't have to pay. He says, no, that's different. That's versus mitzvah. There's a big difference between a mitzvah, there's a commandment, and versus Bezdin. So Gemara says, no, wait a second. Vatanya, we have another price. So up to this point, Rabbi Yehuda can be our Mishnah, because he says you only don't obligate to pay if you have Rishus Mitzvah. But if you have Rishus Beis Din, you still be obligated to pay if there's damage. The Gemara says, no. V'atanya, we have the following brisa. Kol elu sha'amru mutarim l'kakla b'shus harabim. Any of these things where the Chachamim permitted you to make the kilkul, to make the nuisance in Rishus HaRabim, im hizik chayiv l'shalim, if you were mazik, you have to pay, Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda says you poter. So Ella Machvarto Masnisan Lok Rabbi Yehuda. So fine, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Done. Okay. And Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, right, Shimon Gamliel is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Kulu Svirlu Kol Makam Shinas Lokham Rishus Vahizik Pater. These three Tanaim all hold that once you have permission from the Beis Din to do something to Sarabim, you are not Chayev if someone has damaged. So the Mishnah is not going to be like any of these three. I said either, it can't be, others used to. Can't be like any of these three. So, Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda? Had Amra Ran. We just had that brisa from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is our Mishnah, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Omer af ha-misakin hu es milachtot le-shloshim yom. If you're the builder, you have permission for 30 days to leave it there, so those 30 days you're not going to be chayev. Rabbi Shimon, the Tanan, Rabbi Shimon says, it's a Mishnah in the second parak of Bava Basra, Hayama Amido ba'aliyah. So you have an oven. A guy is baking upstairs. He's baking. So you have a tanor and a kira, two different types of oven. So hayam amido ba'aliyah, if you have your tanor in the upper level, tzaruch sheyeh tachtav maziva shlosha tvachim. The maziva, the separation, the ceiling, floor thing has to be at least three tvachim, because you don't want the I guess that's going to prevent, the maziva is the plaster. So that has to be three tvachim. on the oven, so it will prevent the oven from igniting the wood underneath. So maziva shlosha tvachim. If you have a kira, it has to be a tefach, because I guess the kira is less, is not as hot. The imhizik, but if it does do damage, mishali masha hizik, you still have to pay, even though you have permission. Because once you do it the right way, you have permission, but you still obligated for the damage. Rav Shimon Omer, lo amru chacham shorim halalu, eloshim hizik patan shalom. The only reason why the chacham gave you the shiurim, because if you do this, you're going to be patar. So all these three hold that once you have permission to do something, even if the damage happens, you are not going to be chayiv. So none of them hold, that's not the shita, that's not our Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, Rabbanan learned. Interesting case. So hachatzav, so you have basically what we're talking about now is, you have people who are working, and we're taking the stones from the quarry to the building site, pretty much, is what's going on. So you have, and you help me with the words here, hachatza, which I think means the quarrier, the guy who takes it out, yeah. Right, the quarrier, shemasa lasatat, so then he gave it over to the chiseler, the guy who's going to chisel out and make it, right, and make it the cutter. So then, I guess the thing fell from the hands of the satats, then the satats is chayav for damage, because he's negligent. Hasatas shemasa lechamar. So now the stone cutter gives it over to the driver. He's going to bring it from the makam of from the quarry to the construction site, and the stone falls off from him. So then a chamar chayev. Now a chamar shemasa lekataf. Then you give it over to the guy who carries. Because you can't walk all the way in, so then you give it over to somebody who actually carries it, you know, physically himself to the builder, and then it falls from the kataf. The kataf is chayev. The kataf then gives it to the banai, he gives it to the contractor, and it falls from the contractor and damages. Ha banai chayev. The banai who puts the evan onto the wall, and masula adrichal. The adrichal is sort of the guy who makes everything even.
Master.
Right? So he makes it all even, he puts it into place, he makes it, nothing's bolate, nothing is extending out. So, and then it falls from the adrichal is chayev. The im hiniach evan al hadimus, if the adrichal puts the stone on the place, in its place, and it's all ready and good to go, and then it fell. They are all now obligated to pay. It goes back onto all of them. Right, so the Gemara says, wait a second. Basically, what we've been going on now is that the last guy would be chayiv, and everyone else is pater. He says, lo kasha. Where we say the achron is chayiv and kulam paturim, that's beschirus. That's when each one is hired individually, and they're all just independent. They're all independent from each other. But can be kablonos. The case where they are all chayev at the end is talking about where they are hired as a team, basically. They're one big contracting team. So if each one individually along the way is negligent, they're going to be obligated. But if everything is done according to a T, and something happens anyway, then they're obligated to pay. They'll be paying. Right. Because they're all shutvin in the malacha until completion, I guess, is what it's saying. Fine. What do you want to do? You want to finish today or finish tomorrow? Finish tomorrow.
Yeah, otherwise we get up the calendar.
Well, that's fine with me. You can also sleep a little bit. So maybe we'll start. Maybe we'll start tomorrow about 6:30.
Oh,
we'll send out an email. Okay. Start about 6:30. I'm not going to take.
Finish.
Yeah, this. I think we can even start later, but I want to just make sure, right? So maybe we'll start tomorrow at 6:30.
It seems like someone's going to. Let's go a chat so we can put it out.
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, I don't want to.